Meesho's 288 million ride to India.
Fam app co-founder to quit startup with a secondary stake sale.
Uber, Ola, Rapido slam brakes on bike taxis in Karnataka.
Meta gets a new India head.
Sequoia is back in India with a funding round in Aspora.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. First up, let's talk about Meesho. Meesho's making headlines with what might be one of the costliest homecomings we've seen in a while.
That's true. Meesho is moving its headquarters from the US to India. So from Delaware to India, but this isn't a free return ticket. Now, the cost of doing this flip, it will have to pay $288 million. That's around 2,461 crore in taxes to the US government for flipping.
That's a big bill, but to give our listeners some context here, this is one of the largest tax outgoes by an Indian startup recently. Well, it's smaller than PhonePe's $1 billion flip tax, but definitely larger than what Grow or Razorpay paid when they moved back.
We first reported that this tax bill could touch $300 million back in April. In fact, Meesho had stitched together a $550 to $600 million funding round partly to settle this tab. So investors like Tiger Global and SoftBank came in with nearly half of that money earmarked to pay the tax.
Yes, so where things are now, so the National Company Law Tribunal or NCLT has now cleared the flip. Once the paperwork is done, Meesho plans to file its draft IPO papers very soon, aiming for a $10 billion valuation and possibly listing around Diwali.
Well, let's wait and see what the investor appetite for this IPO is, but it's certainly an interesting journey for Meesho.
Next up, let's talk about a key leadership exit at Fam App. Co-founder Kush Taneja is stepping away from day-to-day operations and is also looking to sell some of his stake.
Yes, so he's not leaving the building just yet, but sources say talks are on for a secondary share sale and he's already discussing this with existing and potential investors. So that leaves the other co-founder, Sambhav Jain, in the driver's seat.
Fam App, which started as a teen-focused fintech, has been evolving quickly. Remember, it had to pivot hard after its tie-up with IDFC First Bank fell apart, forcing the company to rebuild its backend almost overnight.
So they leaned on their acquisition, Triotech, and its RBI license to stay in the game. And despite the bumpy ride, Fam App is now seeing some traction on UPI.
Yes. Some numbers here. In April, they clocked over 110 million UPI transactions, marking them the eighth player in the UPI race by volume in India. And with this growth, they may be gearing up for a fresh funding round as well.
So looks like it's goodbye now, pay later for Kush Taneja. But it will be interesting to see if they can ride on the UPI momentum, given the tight competition in the market.
Right. Let's move to Bengaluru now, where the city's favorite quick rides, bike taxis, have disappeared.
Well, Monday morning blues hit bike taxis hard. The Karnataka High Court's order kicked in, suspending all bike taxi services until the state comes up with proper regulations.
Yes, apps like Rapido, Ola, Uber have been told to halt bike taxi operations statewide. And they've also done so. They've halted the operations on the app as well. It hit commuters hard in key tech hubs like Koramangala, Whitefield and Electronic City as well, where rides are a lifeline.
But it looks like people have found some workaround. At least they seem to be working earlier in the day. I don't know if it's still working, where Rapido and Uber drivers were getting customers to book a parcel and then just, you know, come as a passenger. So basically passengers who passed off as parcels.
In fact, one Rapido captain near Koramangala told us that if you book me as a parcel, I can still drop you. That's a literal ride as a package deal.
So Rapido, Ola and Uber are still fighting the court's original ban, with the next hearing coming up on June 24th. Until then, commuters are relying on this rather creative parcel workaround or paying extra for all the last mile travel now.
Right. Big update from Meta. The company has named Arun Srinivas as its new India head. Well, he's been leading Meta's ads business here and officially takes charge from July 1st, 2025.
Before Meta, Arun had stints at Ola, Hindustan Unilever, Reebok and Westbridge Capital.
This leadership shuffle comes as India remains Meta's largest market with over a billion users across Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp.
And speaking of WhatsApp, Meta's finally switching on monetization. Ads are coming soon to the updates tab. That's where you see channels and status.
The big tech firm has said that personal chats and calls will stay fully encrypted though, so the ads won't pop up there.
Looks like Meta is doubling down on its operations here with a new leadership as well as a new revenue stream. All right, so let's end with a top funding story today. Cross-border payment startup Aspora has raised $93 million over the last 9 months, giving it a post-money valuation of $500 million. Now, this is interesting because this is actually Sequoia Capital's first investment in a cross-border Indian startup after it broke away from Peak 15 Partners.
That's right. Aspora, which was earlier called Vance, is building banking solutions for immigrant communities, starting with the Indian diaspora. It's a Y Combinator-backed company founded by Stanford dropout Parth Garg.
So their big pitch is to simplify fragmented financial services for immigrants, making cross-border remittances, banking, investing, credit and insurance much easier to access on one platform.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you very much, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.